Franklin Delano Roosevelt, President of the United States of America.
To all of you who are making tonight's celebration such a success, I want to say, very simply, thank you. In the midst of world tragedy, in the midst of sorrow and suffering, and destruction and death, it is natural for most of us to say, even on a birthday or a feast day, isn't the word happy a bit out of place just now? That was perhaps my own predominant thought this morning. Yet the day itself and the evening have brought with them a great reassurance that comes from the deep knowledge that most of this world is still ruled by the spirit of faith and hope and charity. Even in time of war, those nations that still hold to the old ideals of Christianity and democracy are carrying on services to humanity that have little or no relationship to torpedoes or guns or bombs. That means very definitely that we have an abiding faith in the future, a definite expectancy that we are going to win through to a peace that will bring with it continuing progress and substantial success in our efforts for the security and not for the destruction of humanity. Our enemies must at this moment be wondering, if they are permitted to know what goes on, how we are finding the time during the grim business of war to work for the cause of little children. For under the enemy's kind of government, there is no time. There is no interest in such things. No time for ideals, no time for decency. No interest in the weak and the afflicted, to whom we in this country have dedicated this day. The United Nations of the world, of whom we are part, continue to put these things on a very different basis. We support our tasks of humanity in time of war, as in time of peace, through the same old system of telling the public of the great need and asking for the voluntary help of men and women and children to fill it. The fight against the disease of infantile paralysis has proven beyond a doubt that the way democracy works, the voluntary way, is efficient and is successful. Today, as in these many years past, we continue this great crusade, made possible not by a few large gifts, but by the dimes and the dollars of the people of the nation themselves. This year, there is only one difference proposed for the use of these gifts, a difference that I think you will all approve of. The trustees of the National Foundation for Infantile Paralysis have told me that I can make the special announcement that the authorized county chapters throughout the Union may use such portion of their share of this year's funds as is necessary to give special assistance to the children of any of our soldiers and sailors and Marines, their children who may fall victim to infantile paralysis. That, I hope, will be good news and a well-deserved boon to the fathers who are serving their flag on land and on sea in many parts of the world. Good news to the mothers who have been left at home to do their brave part, to carry on. And I am made additionally happy by the fact that in many of our sister republics of the Americas, many parts of the great continent of which we are a part. Parties and celebrations are being held today to provide needed help to the children in those lands. For all these reasons, I am very sure that this day has not been wasted, that it has been a useful day. For all that you have done, I am very grateful. For we have all been helpful in lifting some of the clouds of unhappiness and anxiety that had settled down on many of our people. In that realization, I am sure that we shall have added strength to face the days of trial that lie ahead until peace with victory is assured. The lives of all of us are now dedicated to working and fighting, and if need be, dying for the cause of a better future, that future that will belong to the little children of our beloved land.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight on the ramparts we watched was so gallantly streaming.
Has just been sung for you by Bob Emery's Rainbow Children's Choir of 16 voices, directed by Kay Reed.